Welcome to the weekly We Are LA Tech Remix episode.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent, to connect with each other, to form awesome relationships. So proud of this show. Enjoy.
What's up? My name is Alex Marcia. I'm a YouTuber and a member of Creator Now, and I make lifestyle vlogs. I think Creator Now is the future of schools. I think more people should make things like this.
What makes it so unique than everything else out there?
They teach you more things that you need in life, especially like for Creator Now specifically. You want to be a YouTuber, they're going to teach you how to be a YouTuber. I know there's some places out there that can specifically teach you to do different things, but with Creator Now, since I want to be a YouTuber, I love that it's teaching me how to be specifically a YouTuber, because if I go to any college, I can drop $20,000 to $30,000 to maybe $100,000, and they won't teach me anything about being a YouTuber. What I want people to know is that I will be the next greatest thing. I want to be a mix of the new Logan Paul and a mix of Mr. Beast. So I want to be able to give to a lot of people, but also entertain as much as I can.
And Logan Paul, like 2021, right?
Or yeah, 2020. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We are not going back to 2018.
What is one wish that you have, and like a genuine wish, and what is blocking that wish from becoming real, from attaining that wish?
I wish that life flips on a good side for me, because throughout COVID, it was pretty hard. Never really thought about having a wish. I just always wanted to be one of the biggest entertainers.
I mean, that is the wish, right? To be one of the biggest entertainers. If that's the wish, what would you say is one thing blocking that wish from coming true right now?
I think it's motivation. Right now, because of Creator Now, I feel very highly motivated. But before this, I would lay in bed all day. I wouldn't do anything. I would say, oh, I'm going to go record this. But an hour later, I'm still laying in bed. So I think motivation is the big key to me not expressing myself.
Two things. One, what's a strange coincidence is I've been actually had a really hard time for a few months, and Creator Now also has energized me. So I think it's just the energy behind the whole thing. On day one, I wrote their team. I'm like, it feels amazing to be in this group of such collaborative, kind people all wanting to elevate one another. And the energy just made me feel like, yeah, let's go. You
know? Right. I think, in my opinion, I really strive for success with competition. So with Creator Now, I think all the competition that I have around me is just making me like, okay, now I have competition. Now I get to be on top. With here and where I live, there's not a lot of people that do YouTube anymore. Everybody kind of quit. So I don't really have competition to look at and be like, okay, I can do better than this, or I can do better than this person. But with Creator Now, I know what's going on. I know what's going on globally, and I know I can do better. But I would love to grow with everyone else.
Hi, this is Carrie Ransom, founder of Operate. We're a venture studio that's investing in early stage founders to help them build Dent the Universe companies, with particular focus here on Southern California entrepreneurs. We're based here in Costa Mesa. So right now I am based in Newport Beach. So I'm in the very much greater LA area.
Nice. And tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
I would say I identify as an entrepreneur. I've been in LA for almost 20 years now. I think I've done 10 startups in some form or fashion, from either starting them, fixing them, joining them early, helping grow them. Invested in a whole bunch of others, and really love the team sport aspect of building companies, and have mostly done that in software related. My last two startups were both in consumer fintech, and just love the process of building companies, building teams. And about a year and a half ago, decided that one at a time wasn't sufficient and started Operate as a venture studio to partner with really compelling early stage founders and help them on their journey by investing and both capital and a team of capable folks to really help them in the early stages of figuring it out and trying to grow really fast.
So what does Operate look like right now? And then where do you see Operate going within the next couple of years? What's your vision?
Sure. So we've made a dozen investments thus far in Operate's history in about 18 months. So it's been pretty fast. And a lot of that obviously has been over the last year during COVID. Almost all of those founders that we have partnered with are in Southern California. And so most of them are in LA or near. And what we really do is we figure out in the early stages what they need in conjunction with them. And so each one looks a little bit different. We don't have a formula. We just have a lot of experience doing it a lot of different ways. Some have worked, some haven't. And we really want to join all of our experience and network up with these founders with the belief that when we figure those things out, we're better together. So we kind of look at ourselves almost like co-founders. So we've got a good number of these underway. Several of them have gone on to raise follow-on capital at significant increased value, which is sort of one of our early indicators that we're on the right track together. And so at this stage, our goal is to do a handful of these kinds of partnerships per year. And so I think for at least the next couple of years, that's probably the form that we'll take. So we have a team of five full-time right now, a number of other key close partners that will come in and work with us in situations where we need their capabilities as well. And I think we've built a lot of the systems that we do believe could start to scale.
My name is Jeff Martin. I am the CEO and founder of Collective Genius. We build high-performing teams for venture-backed technology companies. I'm based in Thousand Oaks. Well, for me, I just really wanted to tell the and learn, honestly, the story of LA and LA Tech, right? So when I came here, it was really trying to identify, before I came here, is to identify, you know, who are the people that are really making big moves and who are those CEOs, those founders, the investors and other community makers like yourself. And I wanted to get the story of LA from them. And that's what I was really on the hunt for. In the process, it sold me, right? But, you know, so understand why LA is great, what makes it a great city, what's unique about the people and the talent that are here, and what are the things that they're building. And I was able to kind of unearth that story. And I was hoping that story would be helpful for other people. I get emails and messages from people that have watched those shows and moved here, you know, like, or people that are like, I'm new here. And so I'm just watching Texans in LA just to see like what's happening. Now those shows are, you know, a couple years old now, but some of those companies have gone on and done some pretty cool things. And
totally.
Hop Skip Drive's one of them. I mean, they, obviously the pandemic was really,
I think that was female founded too, right?
Oh yeah. Joanna. Yep.
Yeah.
So I had her on. They're a great company. You know, believe me, you're going to be hearing really great things about them in this coming year as well. They're back at it. So,
and you had some of the most elite investors on your show too. It was really beautiful how you told the full picture of what's happening in our LA tech culture. And now you're helping accelerate venture-backed companies forward in a more personable way, not as a media company, but really like getting into the nitty-gritty of the operations of their business. So share with us a little bit about that.
Over the last 20 years, I've been working with venture-backed technology companies. I've been in them. I played a variety of roles from CEO, founder, biz dev, chief of staff. And along the way, I picked up a lot of interesting things that have worked really well in those companies. And so what we designed over the last handful of years is what we call the Peak Operating System. And so when the executive team disappears and they go do that offsite, you know, and the magic happens, I'm the person in that room. I guess I'm the magician. No. So we take those teams and those leadership teams and we help facilitate and walk them through a process to develop their 3-year vision, So where they're going with the company. And we help them figure out their 1-year plan. Like, what do they want to accomplish and what success look like by the end of the year?
Right.
And then we drill it down and we use OKRs, objectives and key results, and help them build their quarterly plan. So the next 90 days, what are the most important things that we want to focus on as a company and in each of the functional areas of their business? And then we give them tools to help execute on that plan. So a weekly meeting format and other tools to keep the team really, when they go through planning, it's all about creating alignment. So we all agree where we're going. And then once we have agreement on alignment, then we can create focus and then accountability. And so through the planning process, it's all about alignment, focus, and accountability. And then as they're operating and executing, it's keeping that cadence, a weekly cadence of alignment, focus, and accountability, and 90-day planning cycles. So we come in and we facilitate annual planning, and we'll come back on and do quarterly planning sessions with the team as well. And so the focus is really to build, you know, what we like to say is like an unstoppable team.
Join thousands of people in LA Tech on our We Are LA Tech Facebook group, where you can discover events, job opportunities, and even housing. Go to wearelatech.com/community. We'll take you straight there. That's wearelatech.com/community.
The best business resource I have is my mentor's private Facebook group. I've never found a community that cares more about one another's success. It inspired me to create the same thing for podcasters. If you're a tech company or startup looking to grow your podcast audience, I created GetPodcastListeners.com, a private group specifically to discover how other podcasters have grown their audiences so we could do the same. Check out GetPodcastListeners.com. That's GetPodcastListeners.com.
The We Are LA Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Corey Jennings.
Production and voiceover by Adam Carroll.
Music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The We Are LA Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.